Republican Senator Luther Olson sponsored the bill. He says while the legislation initially had an ambitious agenda that included consequences for schools not meeting the grade, he doesn't think there's enough support to pass a broader piece of legislation.
So while, yes, it's not what the monumental thing that we wanted to move forward, this is a big step forward, holding all schools who have children that are paid by public dollars into a report card so that we can look and see what they are doing. So that parents, when they make the decision, do we want to send our child to this choice school or this two-hour charter, they can see how well that school is doing, because right now they cannot tell.
The bill that passed the Senate moves the date when publicly funded private voucher schools have to be in the school report card system from 2020 to next year. Critics, however, are disappointed because the bill does not have any consequences for poorly performing schools. Democratic Senator John Lehman says he worries people are going to sell it as an accountability bill when it's not.
This is not voucher accountability. And anybody who says it is not staying close to the facts on this bill and this effort. So again, I think it's a bill that we can all support, but don't use it for something that it is not.
The bill passed by a 29-3 vote. Brianne Chasseau, Wisconsin Public Radio News.